Welcome to the Become a Writer Today podcast with Brian Collins. Here you'll find practical advice and interviews for all kinds of writers.
Hi there, this is Brian Collins from Become a Writer Today, and welcome to this podcast episode. So in this podcast episode, I want to talk to you about working or writing from home. You see, I've worked at home on and off for many years as a journalist, as a copywriter, and also as an author. And while working at home, I've procrastinated and I've accomplished nothing. But I've also had some of my most productive writing days while working at home. And of course, working at home has lots of challenges. For example, you may find it difficult to focus on your work, or you might keep getting distracted, or even loneliness can be a real issue for writers and authors who are working from home. So in this episode, I'm going to give you some practical tips that will help you accomplish more with your writing while you're working from home or while you're working by yourself. My first tip for you is to decide if working from home is actually right for you. You see, I once worked with a chatty sales manager of a large team, and he said to me, "I hate working from home. I need to be beside other people. I think my idea is true by talking to people about them." And I was working with the sales manager as a copywriter, so it was my job to prepare copy for products that he was selling at the time. And this sales manager's approach was the complete opposite to how I like to write or come to a decision. He was also a classic extrovert who gets his energy from being around other people, whereas I'm an introvert who likes to reflect internally before I arrive at a decision, and I also need some time and space before I can start to write. Now, I'm not saying an extroverted writer can't work from home, but it's helpful to know where you perform at your best and what your writing demands before you invest in that home office. That sales rep I talked about, for example, would find working from home a lot more challenging than an introverted copywriter. He might rely on face-to-face meetings, whereas the introverted copywriter can probably work under sales copy alone. Similarly, if you're an extroverted novelist, you know, you could spend your working day in the company of other people, doing the things that pay the bills. But when the time comes to work on your novel, perhaps you could protect a little bit of your day where you just focus on your novel. And that way you're finding a balance between the two different types of working styles. My next tip is to remove distracting triggers from your working environment at home. When people start working at home or writing at home for the first time, they often get distracted by the television, the internet, or even the temptation of going back to bed if you're spending extended periods working at home. So if you keep getting distracted while you're writing at home, just rearrange your environment so you spend less time staring into the fridge or thinking about going back for a sleep and more time focusing on your writing. So what does this mean in practice? Well, you may need to move your laptop or your computer to a dedicated space in your apartment or your house where you can work. And ideally, this place should be free from games, consoles, a television, and so on. And you could even put your mobile phone in a different room while, you know, you're working on your book or your writing project. I know that the poet Raymond Carver years ago actually used to write in his car on a A4 notepad. So you don't necessarily need to invest in a fancy office. You just need a quiet place where you can work without interruption. And if the lure of social media or Facebook or Twitter is really pulling on your attention, there's apps you can use to help. I use the app Freedom to disconnect internet access for predetermined periods. And you can also use that same app for blocking social media sites. And I know lots of successful authors use this app too. My next tip is to track your time and your writing output. You see, rising around noon and getting to work after a late lunch on your book or your articles is fun for a day or two. But if you're working towards a deadline or you're trying to pay the bills, you're going to get tired of playing catch up. And if you've, you know, you've got small children like I do, you're probably going to find it very difficult to write late at night or even to write after midnight, which has a bit of glamour about it. So what I would say to you is maybe to just track how long you spend writing each day. And you could track your writing output in a simple spreadsheet. And all you have to do is record what time you started writing at, what time you finished, and you could also record your word count if you're working on a first draft. This might sound like a bit of admin work to do, but it's actually quite helpful because at the end of the week or the end of the month, you can look back on the entire month or the entire week and you can see when you were most productive and when you were most creative. When you wrote the least, when you wrote the most, and what distracted you and what enabled you to write. And then you can use this information to adjust your writing schedule accordingly. And I found doing this really helped me build my day around writing and around lots of the other demands, like, you know, holding down a job, family life, and so on. My next tip for writers who are working from home is to don't be afraid to change things up. You see, when I work at home for too long, I feel like I'm turning into a hermit. And while having a dedicated working space in my office where I write at the top of my house is useful, sometimes I just find it's more productive to get out and to write elsewhere. And you could take your laptop and you could go to a nearby coffee shop, or you could go to a co-working space, or even the park if it's sunny outside. The trick is really to find a place with a low level of background noise. Because I actually read about a study in 2012 in the Journal of Consumer Research, which found that ambient or background noise positively affects creativity and increases the chances of innovative thinking. In other words, you're far less likely to be distracted while you're working on your first draft in a coffee shop than you are to be distracted if you're working on your first draft in a busy bar or even in the playground. The other thing I would say to you is, just because you're a writer who, open quote, works from home, close quote, that doesn't mean you have to work or write where you eat or where you sleep. The benefit of being a writer who works from home is that you have flexibility over where you work. So be a little bit liberal about your interpretation of what it means to work from home. My next tip for writers working from home is to get out at the end of the day. You see, working from home can get lonely, and lots of authors and writers complain about feeling lonely. And I completely get this. Although I'm an introvert, spending 8 or even 10 hours in a small room in my house isn't good for my mental health. So I always try to go for a long walk at lunchtime, or after the day I try to go for a run or to the gym or to CrossFit. And you see, I enjoy exercising in the company of other people because it reminds me that I'm not isolated. In other words, don't just finish up your working day by plonking yourself down in front of the television after you've had something to eat. As a home worker or as somebody who writes at home, it's all the more important that you cultivate face-to-face social relationships outside of what you're doing on the blank page. You've got a flexible schedule, or a more flexible schedule than many office workers, so take advantage of it. My final tip for writers working from home is to get comfortable with the collaboration tools that you need to work with other people. What do I mean by working with other people? Well, if you're working on a book, for example, you'll need to learn how to collaborate with an editor. So this could mean using tools like Skype or Zoom, which is an alternative to Skype, or using Google Docs. You see, these tools will all help you collaborate with different people around the world. I know one particular tool that I like to use is called Upwork, because it's quite useful for, you know, finding editors and so on. Or similarly, Readsy is another good tool, which has lots of little collaboration features built in, and which will help you work with a proofreader or a book cover designer remotely. Before I started working or writing at home, I used to spend about 3 hours each day sitting in traffic, driving to or from the office. And the only good thing about sitting in traffic was I got to listen to a lot of audiobooks on Audible at the time. And while it always felt good to go in and see the people I worked with, because I did enjoy the office job I had at the time, a 5-day commute was just exhausting, and I found I didn't have much time in the evenings for writing, and it was really hard to get up each morning before work, you know, to start on a writing project. I've been writing at home now for several years, and what I find is I can accomplish much more during the working day and with my writing than while working in the office. And I don't feel exhausted when 5 or 6 o'clock comes around, and I only have to travel when it's essential. So if you're new to working from home, or if you're a writer who's about to start working from home, what I would say to you is you just need self-discipline. Because once you have a little bit of self-discipline, you'll be able to achieve far more than you can do in it when you have a traditional 9-to-5 office job, and you'll feel a lot happier about where your writing projects are going. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, please leave a rating on the iTunes store. And if you want to accomplish more with your writing, please visit becomeawritertoday.com/join, and I'll send you a free email course. Thanks for listening. The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.